This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello, pet lovers. Welcome to Best Pets for Pets. I'm your show host, Michelle Fern. Today, we have an app to talk about. Not just any app, but an app that is really created to really, really help pet parents. We're going to talk with the creator and CEO in just a minute. We'll be right back.
You know the expression, cats have nine lives. Well, what if you can give them one more? The Give Them 10 movement is on a mission to help give cats an extra life. How? With spay and neuter. Spaying or neutering your cat helps them live a longer, healthier life. And it helps control free-roaming cat populations, too. Learn more about the benefits of spay and neuter and meet Scooter, the neutered cat, at givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to welcome Ayaz Amadov. He is the CEO of Dosti and also the creator. Welcome, Ayaz. Am I pronouncing that right?
Yes. Thank you, Michelle. Hi, Amy.
Okay. Well, welcome. Welcome to Best Bets for Pets.
Yeah, thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you. So before we get into talking about Dosti, and it's an all-in-one app that helps provide pet parents the ability to navigate ongoing care and emergency care, can you share your background with our listeners?
Yeah, sure. Okay, the first thing I really want to agree on with is that I'm here not as a founder or CEO. I'm here as a pet parent myself. I have three Labradors, and I had those dogs for 6 years now. I always had dogs in my household. These are my recent ones. And I also have three kids. So I'm both pet parent and a parent.
Three kids and three dogs and three big dogs.
Yeah. I know the hustle. So I know the hustle from the inside. And my background is in marketing. I've been in marketing for 18 years. I did my marketing degree in the Unilevers in the United Kingdom. And then worked in telecoms. Was a founder of a big sport marketing agency, the IT agency. And that's my recent venture, Dosti, the pet care app. Basically, I was trying to create a product I couldn't find myself.
That's what I was just going to ask you the next question. Why did you create Dosti? So you said you couldn't find the program yourself, a program like it. What were you looking for that you could not find? What were the other programs lacking?
We all, as people in pet space, we all understand the size of the market and the significance of the market. But when it comes down to solution, it seems that understanding is gone. There are a lot of great apps in the world, a lot of great solutions, but those solutions are here to help us with some minor issues, like here and now. Let's say I have a problem with my dog, like I need to train it. I download the app, I train my dog, and that's it. I don't need the app anymore. And then that was the minor fix I had to have. And then throughout the years, I need some kind of different support. It's not about training, or it's not just about vets, not just about grooming. This is complex. We're talking about the life of a pet inside a family with a human being together. So there's a lot of things we need to understand. There's a lot of things we need to know, especially during the early days of pet being in your house. That's what our statistics says. Our app is perfect fit for the new pet parents, for the young dogs, like 6 months, up to 6 months. The 55% of our user base, which is 23,000 at the moment, we've been around for a year now. And by the way, 41% of that base comes from US. So, the 55% of our base is the new pet parents, and they require not the minor fixes here and now, but like a lifestyle support. So that's what we do.
Okay. In my research with apps, and there's a lot of them out there, and they are very specific. There's either apps that deal with training. There's apps that deal with pet records. There's apps that deal with, there are some that are live chat, but more emergency focused, where your app's actually talking to a vet. What makes Dosti different than these pet care apps?
Okay, so everything starts with the registration. So once you download the app, you register. You ask to answer about like 18 questions about your dog specifically or your cat. So once you answer those questions, we start comparing data you gave us with the breed standards that we have from US kennel clubs and European kennel club. So once we start that comparison, we see the small deviations. They may come with weight, they may come with walking, with activity level you have with your dog, or with the food you feed. So once we see that deviations, those deviations, we start informing you via different notifications, like what are the deviations and how to fix them, and via different features, starting from a symptom checker if your dog is not feeling well, or to the content library with like 4,000 verified articles, or the training videos, like hours and hours of training content. We have everything covered. The more you use the app, more we'll learn about you, more precise recommendations we'll give. Dosti is very proactive. So every day you enter the app, you get personalized daily tips across 10 most important categories, from healthcare to Mythbusters. And all of those tips are about your dog specifically. If you have a question, despite the level of the question, we'll have two ways for you to get an answer. One is the community chat. When you type in your question, let's say you live in Florida, in Tampa, Florida, and you are a Labrador owner, you type in your question, all the Labrador owners in Dosti will receive that question and share with you real life personal experiences. Or alternatively, you can go to the Dosti assistant, type in your question, and get personalized AI that answers your question, considering all the data we know about your dog. So hypothetically saying, if I want to take my dog out to the beach and I ask for pet-friendly beaches near Tampa, I will receive an answer, but then I may receive a notification saying that don't take my dog today, take her out tomorrow because he's been vaccinated yesterday. And there is a correlation between vaccine and water, and we know it. So these are the kind of tips. These are the kind of day-to-day cases that you may refer to while having Dosti. That's like your assistant in your pocket. So whenever you have a question, whenever you debate on something or you know, considering something, you always have a little helper that can guide and make you more aware.
Okay, let me ask you this. You brought up something. You said that the data corresponds with the breed. What if you have a mutt? A lot of us have breeds. Both my dogs that are now, you know, unfortunately gone, they were both mixed breeds, and you don't always know what the mix is. So then what?
Yeah, that's a great question. Okay, the immediate solution is that you select a mixed breed from the drop-down list and you indicate the size. So you tell us if it's a small size, XS, S, M, L, and so on and so forth. So once you indicate that size, and obviously you have the guidance to make sure that you get the right size, what we do, we get the breeds of the same size category, and we provide you, we don't have a standard of your dog, obviously. So that's why as a standard, we take some average of all the medium breeds. Let's say if you selected the medium breed. But then once we know stuff about your dog, we start guiding you from there. Like when we know the date of your last vaccination, we inform you about deworming, the next deworming, and then when is the next vaccine. If you're feeding your dog not right, because for the medium-sized dog, you need X and Y type of food, or you're missing X and Y type of vitamin, we're going to tell you that. So it's always about your dog specifically, but in case of mutts, the mixed breeds, we take the size. Obviously, the more Dosti grows, more information we get from the mixed breed owners, more our own knowledge base grows. We've been around for a year now. So we're also learning and growing in the process.
Okay. And with mixed breed, are you able to, because a lot of us with mixed breeds know that, oh, it's probably, you know, like mine were border collie mixes. One was border collie and flat hair retriever. My nephew dog is Jack Russell and Dachshund. So sometimes you know the mixes. Are you able to input that as well?
You will be able to upload. Yeah. Once you upload your, at the moment, no, we don't have the functionality yet. Yes, but okay. We're working on the picture identification. So what you will be able to do, you will be able to take a picture of your dog, send it to our Dosti AI assistant, and based on the picture, we will send you the options of what we think that is, and you can confirm, like saying yes, let's say if you know it, you can say yes and yes or no.
Okay, and then what about for cats? Because the sizes for cats they're not as varied as for dogs, and the breeds are a lot harder to distinguish. I mean, so many of them are mixed, you know, tabbies or house cat, you know, they're just domestic short hair. They're mixed of so many different breeds because there's so many cats just from shelters. So how would someone use your app with a cat?
Unfortunately, with cats, we don't have that functional as with dogs when you can select the size of a cat, obviously, as you rightly mentioned. But what you can indicate that's a mixed breed or just a domesticated cat, any kind of cat, shelter cat. And we try to get as much information from you as possible about certain specific parameters of your cat or the habits of your cat or whatever. And once we get that information, we try to learn as we go. Because with cats, unfortunately, it's impossible to indicate by size or to make advices by size.
Right. And cats, they're definitely harder. They're harder for even for pet parents to distinguish what's going on with them because they're such stoic creatures. And that's just a well-known fact about cats. Where does Dusty get its information? So, because you mentioned assisted AI. So is this from vet information that's out there that Dusty condenses and makes it just easier for the pet parent to understand rather than looking in a bazillion places? Or because some of the other apps, you're speaking to a vet. So where's Dusty's information coming from?
Yeah, as a house rule, and that's an unbreakable rule, we have that all the healthcare data has to be verified. So let's say the feature as a symptom checker that we have on our app, what it does, it has about 60 to 70 most popular symptoms in cats and dogs. So let's say if your dog is itching, you can go for a symptom and then we can tell you the most likely and less likely causes. So that symptom checker, those questions and advices that come after, they came from vets and there are names of those vets there and their credentials and so on and so forth. For the general type of questions that you can give in our Dusty AI assistant chat, as a language model, we use GPT. That's the most advanced model. But since we've earned a grant from Microsoft, we have the advanced usage of the GPT model, basically, and we put a lot of rules around it. So when you ask about a pet-friendly beach, that data comes from GPT. But the advice not to take your dog today, take her tomorrow because it's been vaccinated, it comes from us. Because once there is a water in the mix, we have to check the vaccination. That's the rule. And that's what the system does. It checks the vaccination, comes back, and gives you the answer. So the general data comes from the GPT and the tons of content that we have, the articles that we've been buying. Everything about healthcare comes from verified resources, including the content. Like we have a training content inside the app, hours and hours of training content. That trainer in that video is a certified trainer, dog trainer. You have her credentials there as well, right? So if you read an article and that article is about food, then there is a nutritionist who is behind it and there is a name and credential of that nutritionist. We spend a lot of money on content, on verifications, but we believe that it worth it because if you advise something that is in relation of healthcare, you have to have professionals in the mix.
Right, exactly. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking to Ayaz. He is the CEO of Dusty. That is an all-in-one app. So talking more about Dusty, to simplify it for the pet parent, what does Dusty do? What are the services, the features? I know there's a lot of breed information in the app. What are some other features that you would want our listeners to know once they download Dusty?
Yeah, first and foremost, we provide personalized, ongoing and emergency care. So in case of emergency, we have a bunch of healthcare issues, like symptom checker, like our assistant, as I said, the healthcare content. Or it's a lifestyle. If you want to play a game, if you want to learn a new game to play with your dog and your kid, we can go down to assistant, ask them to send you the sort of games. It will lay it down for you, or you can go to content, type in games, and read an article about tens and hundreds of different games you can play with your dog at home. Like, and as I said, the emergency, they don't come every day. We as pet parents, we are more into ongoing care. And that's what I was looking for with my dogs when I was, especially when I was locked up in a pandemic. Like, I didn't really need emergency care. Like, I didn't need to connect with a vet or something. I didn't need to learn about the food to feed. I need ongoing stuff. Like, my dog picked something up, or I would like to give my dog some apples, let's say, and cucumbers, whatever. What's the proportion to mix? You know, I needed very quick advices. I needed to be able to take a picture of something, send it over, and get a response. But that response about my dog personally. So it's a personalized, ongoing, and emergency care, to put it in short.
Okay, thanks. What user trends are you seeing on Dosti that show that pet parents need more knowledge and support in, you know, that particular area?
Humanization of pets. Like,
right. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, like 61% of my base, the dogs are a bit overweight. Like, there is a dog deviation with the breed standard. Like, people think that it is fine to do certain things that are not fine. Or what is the first thing that we do, like, when we have a problem with the pet? We pick up the phone, we call somebody we know who has a dog to advise if that person has experienced that sort of thing in his life. But sometimes we don't consider the differences in breeds. Something that is okay for a pit bull may not be okay for a Labrador, and vice versa. So what we do, we take away that guesswork, and we try to help people to make more aware choices. But the trends tell us that no matter how much help people have, we still tend to humanize pets. We tend to treat pets as humans, and sometimes that is very harmful. Like, we project ourselves to our pets. That's the main trend. 55% of all the pet parents, as I said, in our app are the new pet parents, are the new dog owners or cat owners. And we see a lot of mistakes, emotional mistakes, like those people make with their pets by overfeeding them, giving them very large portions, not walking with them too much because they think that's not good for their health, you know, like, or walking right after food or whatever, like mistraining them, training them in the wrong way, but humanizing them, basically. That's one of the main trends that we see.
I kind of agree with that. I do. I think that there's too many times that people will do that. And I think that's becoming kind of a natural thing in this day and age. You know, you think about pets just in the last two decades. We went from, I mean, maybe three decades now, you know, raw food is kind of common. Before, it wasn't heard of. Probiotics for your pets, that's so commonplace. And before that, and gut health. And, you know, it tends to hit the human trends first and then trickle down to pets. You're very, okay, so let's talk about, you're very breed focused on Dosti. So why do you focus strongly on the breed?
At the moment, the only reason that is so in Dosti is because there is a lot of breed-specific information that is available, the verified information. There's not so much with the mixed breeds because mixed breeds are also work in progress. There's a lot of ifs and buts in mixed breeds. So we made sure that we covered everything that is known. We mix it up. We created the mechanics that gives you personal advices by everything we know, and for us to concentrate more on understanding and learning stuff about the mixed breeds, because 40% of our database are the mixed breed owners. Small to medium mixed breeds. So we do have focus groups. We talk to people. We hear their comments. We see what they ask, you know, to learn more. And, you know, sometimes people don't know the mixed breed. That also makes it difficult. Like, you have a dog at home, and you can see that there is a husky there, but you don't know where that husky was. Is it a grandfather or a father, or is it a mom or a grandma? You know, you see the husky, but you don't know what husky with what. And for a lot of cases, people don't know themselves. So that's why it's very hard to do some specific researches or get some specific information on mixed breeds. So that's why it's work in progress.
Okay.
You know it better than I do. You have mixed breeds.
Right. I mean, most mixed breeds, you could tell, you know what the mixes are. Not always. It's not always obvious, but sometimes. When you're talking about breed specific, are you going to such detail, or do you get, let me ask this, are there questions such as, a lot of dogs with short snouts, they can have respiratory issues. You know, be careful when you're, what time of day you're walking them for extremes in temperature. Are you getting questions like that? Because you said a lot of your users are new pet parents, or is it something more involved with the breed, such as, you know, German Shepherds have hip dysplasia. That's just a common within the breed. So is it more something obvious that the new pet parent's just not aware of, or is it more detailed?
At the first, it's actually split into stages. At first, when pet parent is new, when he doesn't have, or she doesn't have an experience in having a pet, the questions are more not bred, they're more general, like a snout one. Like, what's the difference? How does this shape and head form of head of my dog influences his healthcare? But then it goes to the more breed specific questions, like, are these dogs are good guardians, or are these good dogs are good in training? Are these dogs are group good with other dogs and stuff like that? Like the breed specific questions. But honestly, usually the questions are very general. And they're not really about the healthcare itself. There's a lot, what we see in trend, that there is a lot of emotional questions that people ask, like kind of questions like, do you have that feeling that your dog is not feeling well by looking at it? Like, I'm looking at my dog now. I don't know what is wrong. I don't see any wrong size, but I feel that my dog is feeling wrong because her eyes are sad. We really have those kinds of questions. And you know, those kind of questions are being asked in community chat, not in the AI assistant. The questions you talked about, they mainly asked in something very right, you know, in chat, like where AI helps you. But more emotional ones, like the one I mentioned, they're being asked in a community chat from other pet parents. But in general, as I said, it's phases. First, it's general questions, and then it goes into breed specific, like what I can do with this breed, like how well can it train, what kind of commands over the basic obedience training I can teach this dog, so on and so forth.
Okay, that's interesting. I could see where, when you said earlier that people are putting their own emotions and feelings onto their dog, but just looking at a dog's eyes saying that, oh, my dog is sad, instead of, you know, puppy eyes can be sad or happy, but they're puppy eyes, right? It's hard to interpret. I mean, it's a puppy, you know?
Consider, I'm very sorry for interrupting. You have to consider one thing. The medium age of my user is 1925.
Okay.
It's female, 1925, 60% of my user base is this. So the questions are more emotional because, the factor of the generation, like,
got it.
My new would ask very specific questions from those teams, like very, very specific things. Like, can I mix this and this and give to my dog? If I feed my dog in the morning with the cottage cheese, can I give whatever in a couple of hours? Yes, you can. That's the balance you have to keep and blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? So, and then the new generation, the question is very emotional. They are very general because those are the people who humanize the pets, like Gen Z and late millennials. Those are the people who humanize pets, who brought this humanization and made it a trend.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, I'm not Gen Z. I'm a little before that, a few generations before that. And I could see I've had pets for years, and I could see the differences. And I mean, Pet Life Radio has been around since 2007. So just in that time, and I've hosted Best Bets for Pets since 2010. So 15 years. So just in 15 years, when I've had concentrated knowledge of it, I've seen the different changes with how people treat their pets, how there's things that we do today that even a decade ago would have been, what? You do that for your dog? We don't even call them, you know, dogs and cats anymore. They're fur babies. So yeah, I can definitely see that. We're definitely humanizing them more, which I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but we have to remember their needs are different than humans. It's not always the same thing. What do you see as the future for fur babies pet care?
Oh, the future is definitely, you know, the future is after the assistants. Like, and we see the whole AI kind of topic, it shifted towards the different and various assistants that can help, because AI is best utilized when it assists you in something. And there's so many of them right now, various assistants. So the future of pet care, I see as an assistant in your pocket that, you know, you can refer to for doing everything from scheduling a vet appointment to getting your pet passport, you know, just going through the information from your pet passport, exchanging information, talking to users that are abroad, that are not from your country, but are overseas, the same breed users. You know, that's where it's all going, because now it's all about the phones. It's all about the technology. It's all about being right here, right now, especially when it comes down to pets. As I said, I'm a parent. I'm a child parent, human parent as well. So when something happens to my child, I want to know now, like, what is it? Like, what is happening? Same thing with my dogs. Like, I consider myself, I'm not a Gen Z either. I'm 40. And you know, when I see something happening to my dog, like, I can't find a place for myself. I want an answer now. Even if it's 5 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, I can't wait for vet. I want to know now what is happening. And sometimes knowing it now, you know, sometimes it's a very easy thing to handle. You don't even have to take your dog to the vet if you know what is happening. So again, assistance. I think those assistants in your pocket, they will first of all simplify the life of vets as well, because vets are overcrowded. And that is also inevitable. That's not going to change. That's an institutional problem. There is much less vets graduating every year than pet parents coming into the world. So that there is no chance that is catching up. So as well, vets needs help as well. And sometimes it's better when the aware client comes to a vet, knowing what is happening, and vet can log into the information, see the log, see everything that the dog was doing the last month. And once the patient comes, you know, it just goes real quick without necessity of going through the data, old data, asking questions like weight and blah, 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 and so on and so forth. And that's what actually we will be doing. The next thing for Dosti, we are building B2B solutions. We are building the vet clinic management platforms. We are building the grooming, the shelter, the breeder and retail platforms that will be connected to our app as well and provide even more convenience for pet parents. So now once you're done with your symptom checker, you will be able to schedule a vet appointment right away. Like the vet clinic near you, and you will be reminded before that appointment, and your vet will be reminded about that appointment, and your vet will be able to log into your file and see everything you've been doing with your dog before you even come. So those are the things we are working on, and definitely the future is that. The future is the full assistance and with you 24/7, and that goes both ways. You have for vets and for parents, and so for B2B1, for B2C.
And it just makes sense, because with all the technology available, we just want information faster and faster. So definitely makes sense. Where can people find Dosti?
You can download it from App Store and then Google Market. It's available. And during the October on our website, any clinic and any grooming salon will be able to download the full company management platform as well. That doesn't have to be connected to Dosti. It can work separately.
Okay, and it's dosty.co, dosty.co is your website. You also have a lot of information on your website with breeds and unusual breeds and a lot of articles and, you know, a lot of data for pet parents.
You will be amazed on the variety of dogs we do have in our system. Obviously, the majority of dogs, as I said, are the mixed breeds, and then you have the standard breeds like German Shepherds, Labradors, and French Bulldogs, and blah, blah, blah. But then you have dogs, like we have a couple of breeds that are like ancient breeds from Africa, and those dogs live in Poland, and guys use those to like almost every other day to get assistance, to get advices. They write so much feedback that thank you very much. It's very hard to find information about these breeds, but now with Dosti, it made it easier to keep all the information inside, you know, and consider everything. So yeah, the variety is huge, and that's growing. But you have to remember, we all have to understand one thing. A dog is a dog. Like the 80% of everything is applicable both to Labradors, German Shepherds, mixed breeds, and other dogs, right? In terms of behavior, in terms of psychology, those are the pack animals, and there are rules of the pack, basically, of how they live, how they socialize. And that's very different to humans in many cases. So more we learn about you, about your dog specifically, we apply the knowledge which is available about that so-called pack philosophy, as I said, and then we apply it to your specific dog, and then we provide you with more direct answers on what to do and you know, how to behave. So as you said on our website, you also have a lot of that information available for free for everybody who wants to go on and read it.
Thank you so much for coming on Best Bets for Pets. And I think you have a very interesting app, and I'm excited to see more of it in the future.
I appreciate that, Michelle. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you. I would like to thank my guest, Ayaz, for coming on Best Bets for Pets and sharing his information about Dosti. What a great app. I would like to thank everyone that's listening to Best Bets for Pets. Thank you so much for listening. 15 years strong. I appreciate your loyalty. Thank you to my cat crew, Dennis, Charlotte, and Molly, for keeping me inspired and grounded. And of course, a huge thank you to Mark Winter, my producer, for doing all he does and working his magic. And remember, you never know what we're going to have next on Best Bets for Pets.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.